Do you enjoy watching other people having sex in your spare time for personal pleasure? I hate being so coarse and crude, but really, we use so many euphemisms to downplay and minimize porn. I've got to stop that. So next time that you're tempted to say, I've got a porn problem or I struggle with porn, why don't you try this? I have a masturbation problem. Because when you say, I have a porn problem, you're really blaming pictures and pixels way out there. And the problem is much nearer home. It's between our legs. No, in fact. It's between our shoulders. It's a heart problem. So let's call it for what it is and stop using euphemisms. And stop blaming other things and people and pixels. Just say, I have a heart problem that is resulting in a masturbation problem or a porn problem, but let's get it to the roots. Now, I want us to be shocked again by this sin. Too often we downplay it and minimize it, but we need to recapture the vileness of this sin, this perversion, this self-centered perversion of God's created order. I don't want my daughters to marry unrepentant masturbators, to put it bluntly, because I've seen this too many times and the consequences that flow from it. And I'll tell you what flows from it. If you go into marriage as an unrepentant masturbator, this is what happens. Number one, the porn and the masturbation doesn't stop. It just keeps going. Marriage doesn't cure it. Number two, you start acting out on your poor wife and taking all that you've seen into marriage, into the marriage bed, and she becomes a victim. And number three, it's usually not enough. And it usually ends up in adultery and other ways of acting out outside marriage. And worst of all, maybe it ends up in domestic violence. There's an incredibly strong tie between pornography and violence and abuse towards wives. So let's be shocked by this sin again and see it for what it really is. And you may say, oh, that's disgusting talking about these things like that. Well, I want you to be disgusted. I want you to be sickened. But here's what we do with our nausea and our sickness. We take that to the Holy Lord Jesus Christ for pardon and for purging. To paraphrase the Apostle John, if we confess our masturbation, he is faithful and just to forgive us our masturbation and to cleanse us from all our masturbation. And once we've confessed, let's show how genuine we are. And that might mean smashing our smartphone, our iPad, or at the very least, getting covenant eyes on all our devices and asking either our wives, our pastor, an elder, or a friend to be our accountability partner. And whoever you choose, it's got to be someone who's going to hit you between your eyes when you've got a problem between your legs or between your shoulders. I want this video to be a short, sharp shock on this particular problem. I want to come back to this issue with a longer series of videos to deal with this problem in more detail, but let this just serve as a short, sharp shock in this series about stewarding the body. Now, remember the basic problems, the basic truths that we looked at in the previous video about stewarding the body. Remember what we learned, the body is for the Lord. The body is a member of Christ. The body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The body has been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. And we can put into that slot, that body slot, that word about the body, any part of our body, our eyes, our ears, our fingers, our feet, and yes, even our penis. So let's do that. Let's just hit ourselves with it and deal with this honestly as men. So what are the truths? These are the truths. The penis is for the Lord. Your penis is a member of Christ's body. Your penis is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Your penis has been bought with a price. Your penis is not your own. Therefore, glorify God with your penis. Real men are pardoned men, but real men are also pure men.